The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Rotberg, author of the halachic work Emergencies in Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah from the bottom starts talking about Enoch and Hilmi B'Shabbos. Talking about different lotions, different medications they used to use in those days. Avloisu esmei melach, esmei hamelach, you let him make salt water, v'tevubem pita, v'noisim l'techa tafsho. You let him make the salt water, which was some sort of natural remedy, and then you're able to dip the bread into the salt water and eat it that way. What's the difference? This is a lot. This is a lot of salt water. Little salt water. So, Mishnah here talks about, and then the Gemara goes into long discussions about different types of natural remedies they had in those days, as far as for medicinal purposes. For example, they used wine to put on the eyes. Throughout the Amud Gemara, different salt waters, different types of natural herbs and things like that, which were used for medication. And the basic theme and the basic concept of the entire Amud is that something which is explicitly used for medicinal purposes, so that's already also on Shabbos. Now, if it's not clear that what I'm using is for medicinal purposes, that's what's on Shabbos. We have today people who will drink, you know, tea, put in some honey for a sore throat, or people, or these other questions about using prune juice as a laxative and things like that. So this would be a similar concept. So basically, just to understand what's this whole issue about the food of Shabbos, using things for medicinal purposes on Shabbos, why it's what's the tzad, it's mutter, why it shouldn't be allowed. The basic concept is like this. The Gemara on Shabbos, something Gimel on the base says like this. Be'ema she'achsa dam. An animal had high blood pressure. In ma'amidin oisa b'mayim, you're not allowed to stand up, this animal up in the water. B'shil she'achsa tzadin, that it should cool down. Adam she'achsa dam. But if it happened to a human, ma'amidin oisa b'mayim, b'shil she'achsa tzadin. If a human had the same ailment, you're allowed to put him in water for him to cool down. Amalullah. Ula says, what's the problem about putting the animal? Who cares? What's the difference if I do it, I don't do it? There's no malacha in putting an animal into water. So Ula, Mishum Schika Sam Imanim, we're worried about crushing herbs. Crushing herbs is a tolda of dash. And therefore we were worried that a person's gonna come to crush herbs on Shabbos. Now we know that in certainly in archaic times, even today we don't do it, it happens in the pharmacies, but in archaic times, people weren't well. They'd go out to the ailers, they'd go take different herbs, they'd crush it together, and which were all malachas on Shabbos. And therefore we said that to do refuah b'Shabbos, to treat illnesses on Shabbos, is also for that reason. So the Gemara continues and says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Adam Nami. So Rashi, what does it mean, was Adam Nami a person also? So Rashi over there says, B'midi de refuah gozer Rabbanon. Rabbanon made a gzera by anything which is involving refuah, medicinal purpose. Di sharis shum refuah. If Chazal allowed a person to practice medicine, osi l'mishrei shrikat samimonim. The person was come to be over the iser of shrikat samimonim, v'hu isura de'raisa d'avi toichet. The person does do shrikat samimonim, that's an iser de'raisa of toichet. The Shulchan Aruch of Simshun Chavches says, same thing, because me, sheyesh meichesh ba'alma, somebody who has an ailment, you know, an ache. He's not in a lot of pain, he's not excruciating pain, he doesn't have a limb that's at risk of needing to be taken off or being defective in any way. He's not at risk of his life, nothing. He has an ailment. He has a pain, he has an ache. But he's able to function like a healthy person. Any curing, any healing is asur on Shabbos. Al Yedei and a Yehudi, and even to do it via a non-Jew would also be also gzeira mishum schika samimonim. It's a gzeira that he will come to crush herbs. The Iglital brings a lot of other mekoyrit in Melachas Teichin, like Islam Advav, he brings a long expose on this issue as well. So So like this. So it comes out that Chazal were nervous that a person is going to come to prepare medications on Shabbos, and then he's going to come to crush herbs on Shabbos. Therefore, we said you're not allowed to practice medicine. We see another reason, which is that somebody who's sick, he's typically more stressed, he's more harried, and he's more prone to make the mistake of accidentally performing acts of medical care which involve Slikas HaMemonim. And this is brought in the Ris, in Shabbos of the Chavdalah Ramabez Radafi Aris. He says, over there, the Gemara says, of this Gemara about the Behema Shach Saddam, that it's also because of Xer Slikas HaMemonim. So he brings over there he says that with regard to his animal, why are you allowed to treat your animal on Shabbos in a way for medicinal purposes? It's an animal. Ain't all them ball on the money. A person's not so worried about his money, but on the person himself, on the person himself, the person is very, very conscientious to make sure that he is taken care of, that he's not ill, he's not sick, and he's going to come to take care of something. We know when a person is in a lot of pain. Sometimes we do things we don't, not even thinking. We don't even know what we did just to get some sort of relief. So the question is like this. What is this talking about? So now we talk about things, healing on Shabbos, curing on Shabbos, medicinal purposes. The variations of different things that can go into this scope is almost non-ending. You could talk about applying lotions. You talk about and put aside all the other melachos and Shabbos, like smoothing and smearing and all those types of things and forming. All those melachos, put those aside. But these are, you know, applying lotions, creams, drops, chiropractic adjustments. You know, is that called refuah on Shabbos or not? Going to a chiropractor, acupuncture. What about speech therapy? What about, you know? There's so many different questions. So many different things which is possible to go into the category of refuah. I'm going to try to get to some of these. Now, the interesting thing is that we know now in modern times, there's no Xer Slikas HaMemonim. If anybody tries to go make penicillin in his house, I mean, firstly, he's not going to be able to. It's illegal, and the only ones allowed to do it is if you have to be certified, and you have to be licensed, and you need a degree, and you need to have a... So what exists? I mean, we don't have a way to do it today. So here's this is already a big debate amongst the Poskim, and already Taisa talks about this already. Where the rationale, as Chazal said, the rationale for something being asur is because of a certain reason, and now that rationale is no longer existent, is the issa still in full force or not? Do we say that, listen, Chazal said it's asur because maybe it's going to come to grinding herbs? Today's day, no one has ever made a penicillin or amoxicillin in many, many years. Nobody. So if that's the case, maybe it should be mutter. So the Ksoisa Shulchan, the Chaim Lo brings the Bizmanenu in our times, and this is in Siman Kuf Lamed Daled in Baal Yeh Shulchan Oizayin in our two. He says of the Bizmanenu Iser Refuah Mishum Zir Schicha Tzame Monim Kiltzvei Mizman Atakana. He says the Iser of grinding herbs of Xera is less prevalent in our times and less severe in our times than it was at the applied time when Chazal created this issur way back when. Says why? So he says, "Sorry, forget about that. We're not experts in grinding herbs. Forget about that. It's illegal. We don't even know what we're doing. We don't know how to. It's not this idea harekeach. It's done through a pharmacist." All medication today is done through a pharmacist, or people kuda sarayfen is done via a prescription of a doctor. And he brings a Tosis and Beya, that because today, in Tosis and Beya, Flamra Mara'ala, Tivya Maskal Tanam, he says that in today's day, since we're not experts on how to make musical instruments, so the archaic Zera seems archaic, yeah? It's, you know, that you weren't allowed to play instruments because maybe it's going to break and you're going to fix it. The Gemara says maybe today because we don't know how to fix instruments, so therefore the Xer is not no longer in full force. So obviously he says in the end of the day he says that it's still Asur, even though the Xer does not seem to be relevant in our times. So and then Chalkis Yankim and Chardal from Emalusi brings like this also. In Ramosha, Igris Moshe, Chuzigris Moshe, and Archaim Chalbetim and Kuf, he talks over there this whole concept of where the rationale of the gzera is no longer in existence, whether it's still forbidden or not. And he brings down this Tosis in Beya, and he did have a long discussion. But everyone comes out that medication today's day is after. The only thing is, the Tosis HaShulchan says, and this is very, very helpful for in many different scenarios. We know that the only time you're allowed to take medication, you're allowed to take refuah b'Shabbos, is for a chole she'ein bo sakana. A chole she'ein bo sakana is somebody that there's no sakana to his life, but he's in a lot of pain, either to the point where he's bedridden, or to the point where his whole body is aching. And the exact classification of that is also it's not so clear, But certainly somebody who's in a lot of pain to the point where he would go to sleep to relieve himself of this pain, or he can't function as he normally would, and it's causing him, you know, great pain, and he can't function as he typically would, that's a chole she'ein bo sakana, and him we waived the iser of sleep of the iser of refuah b'Shabbos, and we allowed him to take medicine. So the question is, in a lot of cases you hear people coming over to a rav and they're saying, I have a headache. Now, I don't know if this headache is just a pain. I don't know if this headache is so severe that it's causing me to be incapacitated, that I'm ready almost like a bedridden friend. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the classification is. Zokter b'chayimda. That because the whole issue of slikas tzam emonim is, it's a gzera. You're not allowed to do a refuah b'Shabbos because it's a gzera. The Chazal was scared, I'm going to make medicine. And today, we don't make medicine. So he says, so therefore, where it's a suffix, where a person is unsure of whether his classification is a chole she'ein bo sakana, who is allowed to take medicine, or his classification is somebody who is a mechesh ma'alma, he just has an ailment where he would not be allowed to take medicine. In those cases, you'd be allowed to take medicine, because in today's day, it's not as severe as it was in those days. So don't be mistaken to think that he says that it's mutter. Nobody says that you're allowed to take medicine unless you're in a lot of pain. But we are unsure, then already you'd be allowed to take medicine because of the aforementioned reasons. So the question is, though, where do we draw the line with this? What's called medication? What's called what's called treatment of medication? So, you know, this issue comes up when we talk about diet pills, caffeine pills, sleeping pills. In these cases, contraceptive pills, these are all the questions. Is this called a refuah or not? So some of these cases are clearly that it's not. It's clearly not. In other words, the case of contraceptive pills, everyone says that would be allowed. Because I'm not curing anything. It's not a refuah. So that certainly would be allowed. What about pain medication? Pain medication, we know if someone takes Tylenol because he's in a lot of pain, he's not curing anything. He's blocking maybe the nerve centers from feeling pain, but he's not curing anything with it. So that's clear from the Gemara and other sources that stopping pain or minimizing pain is also considered in Refuah b'Shabbos and it's asur. But there is one exception. There's a famous Shita, the opinion of Rabbi Yehudah and Steif. He brings the Ben Moshe brings down from Bjernis and Steif that said that a person is allowed to take aspirin on Shabbos. And he said, there's like the Gemara talks about in the next Amud, or in Tumudim, Gemara talks about that things that I'm taking because of it's like a vitamin, it's a food that healthy people eat to stay healthy, that's allowable to take on Shabbos. Because that's not called medicinal purposes. And I'm doing that, it's a food. It's a food for healthy people. So he brings from Yehudit and Steif. He says that because in our days, this is the Ber Moshe in Shuvis, in Chelek Aleph, in the Mama Gibel, in Oitei, he brings from Yehudit and Steif. He says the person is allowed to take aspirin. The Fishenata Ata Bizman Hazel Lamachol Brian. In today's day, it's considered food for healthy people. And his rationale is she'ein bayis she'ein muchan u'mezumen by tzloiches meleya aspirin. He says he's not a home that doesn't have a bottle of aspirin, so therefore it's considered a health food more than it is a medicine. So the Devar Tzedek says that he didn't rely on this, and he goes throughout his numerous volumes of Baruch Moshe, you see how he changed his mind. In the beginning, in Chelik Beis and Siman Lamed Beis, in the aforementioned Baruch Moshe, he says that you can't rely on this. Then in Chelik Beis and Siman Lamed Beis, he brings that I heard from a good friend of mine that heard that Rebbe Aaronson Shteif said this, and therefore in volume 6, Siman Lamed Tes, he says that's mutter. So he says, because really I would never be master of such a thing. I would never say it's allowed to take aspirin, that it's considered microbrium, it's considered health food, it's a medicine. He says, but if I heard from two different people now, I have Shtei Eidim that I could trust that this was a Shita, so he brings this down. Menachas Yitzchak in Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Hei Reis Beis also brings people that are master, and he has a different rationale. He says, because even healthy people take it. Now, to rely on this is obviously the mainstream poskim did not rely on this in the way to be allowed to take medicine, to take Tylenol and aspirin. The reason is simple. First of all, nobody takes Tylenol or aspirin because it's a health food. It's not. People will take it. Sometimes people use it as a blood thinner. People use it as maybe, you know, as preventative care. But nobody is taking it because it's food. So it's and the reasoning of Rebbe Aaronson Shteif that there's almost no house that doesn't have aspirin is that you go into people's homes. I mean, anyone that has small children, there's almost no house that there's no amoxicillin either. But that doesn't make it. How does that make it that it's not a refuah? So obviously, this is something which is, you know, father, there are those that allowed it, but the leading poskim and the mainstream halacha literature seems to be clear that this is not an allowance for people to take Tylenol or Advil on Shabbos unless they're in a lot of pain. Now, diet pills is something else. So diet pills, the question is that it's also, in essence, it's not curing anybody. There's no illness here which is curing. It could be it's an appetite repressant. It could be it's doing different things. Caffeine pills also. Caffeine pills is not that now I'm cured from any ailment. So it could be in those cases, most people hold that that's not called medicinal purposes, and that would be allowed. Now the interesting thing, the Chaim Na in Ksetzach Shochan Sim Kuflam Etches and Badei Shochan Sim Kuflam Et Alef, he talks about sleeping pills. He says it's mutter to take it. He says because it's not called a refuah. He says because not being able to sleep is not called a choyri. So he says, so therefore, the medicine I'm taking as a corrective measure cannot be called a refuah. So, but there's Nissen Karelitz in Chut HaShani, he also says that a person wants to sleep, he says, it's not called a refuah. That's not called a refuah. That's not called I'm being cured of anything. But others say that it depends what the reason is, why the person can't sleep. If he can't sleep because he has insomnia or something, it depends on each case. But one thing we see is that for sure the Shmishah talks about that where a person can't sleep, it could be it's mutter to take the sleeping pills for another reason. Because it could be that's called a chalishem v'sakana. He can't function because he can't sleep. It's not a chalishem v'sakana. He calls it a mitzar habim in so much pain, it's so bothersome that would be a reason why he could take sleeping pills. And this the same would apply to a lot of the case of diet pills and other things like that. There's prune juice also, even though most people won't drink prune juice unless he has a reason to, unless he wants it as a diuretic but apopikane, the place can say that a person would be allowed to take it, and again, the reason is like just the Gemara explained over here, because it's not clear from my actions that what I'm doing is being done for the purpose, for a medicinal purpose. So even though I know what my true intent is, but because it's not clear that's what I'm doing, so therefore it's permissible. So from the Gittal explains like this. He says, the person that's watching, even though we know that something which is forbidden, it doesn't make a difference in what other people are going to think. If it's after, it's after. He says as follows. He says, the person that's watching him, he says, okay, the person is drinking prune juice, so he's drinking prune juice. The person that's drinking it, he knows that the only reason why he's glad to do it is because he's in so much pain. So he says, so that's why over here we weren't so concerned. And the same thing would apply to a lot of different other things, such as someone who has a, 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 speech therapy or things like that, where these things would not be considered medicinal purposes, and it would be allowed. There's just one interesting question, which is as far as exercises, jogging on Shabbos. So the Shmuel Zalman wants to say that it could be a person who's allowed to jog on Shabbos. The Mechaber talks about this, but he says it depends on what the person wants to do. If he enjoys jogging, is one thing. If a person's trying to work up a sweat, one of the biggest rules in medicine is, and it's Chikas Amonim, is that if there's a way to do what I am doing through medication, then it's forbidden. Meaning, if let's say I want to put ice on a wound, I'm allowed to. Because the whole reason why it's opted to use medicine is because I may come to do Chikas Amonim, I may come to grind herbs. But if there is no way to address this ailment through grinding herbs, so then it's mutter. So therefore, he says, if a person's jogging, so now even if I'm doing it to lose weight, it's not a problem. I'm allowed to. He says, but if I'm doing it to work up a sweat, so now working up a sweat, because there are ways that we could do it through different medications to get the same effects, so it could be that then it would be forbidden.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.